Throughout the pandemic, Governor Andrew Cuomo has received high marks for his leadership and efforts to curtail the spread of the virus. But a new poll from the Marist College Institute for Public Opinion, which was conducted from February 15th to the 17th, indicates New York voters think the governor has mishandled nursing homes in some way since the arrival of the novel coronavirus last year. To better understand these numbers, as well as the governor's re-election prospects for 2022, we're joined by Dr. Lee Mieringhoff, director of the Marist poll. Welcome to the show, Lee.
My pleasure. How are you doing?
I am excellent.
So, good.
For starters, can you walk us through the top line responses to the question about the governor's handling of nursing homes during the pandemic?
Sure. Well, and that's certainly the where the most important numbers are. When we asked whether people feel he'd done something illegal, unethical, but not illegal, or nothing wrong, 19% felt that the statewide felt he did something illegal. 41% thought he had done something unethical, but not illegal. And 27% say has done nothing wrong. So 60% of the new state feels that there is some doing here, a mishandling of the nursing home issue. And I think that that's, you know, what is driving this particular poll and why his numbers have come down from the records that he had in July to the kind of numbers he's having right now. It's not disaster numbers for him overall. Handling of the pandemic is still at 54, but it's down from 72. So I think that's where we're seeing the impact of the nursing home controversy on the standing.
In the early days of the pandemic, the governor enjoyed almost bipartisan support in terms of his handling of the pandemic. And in the, you know, few months after the virus had been here, say in like May, Republican voters began to cool on a lot of his decisions. What sort of partisan split did you discover on the governor's handling of nursing homes?
Well, the partisan split, not surprisingly, does emerge when we start talking about the coronavirus and his handling of it. And clearly Democrats are more likely to stay in his corner and Republicans not so much. And I think, I'll get you the numbers in a second. But, you know, what we're talking about is the governor also who is governing in the second half of his third term. And that's tough terrain. You've picked up some bruises along the way. Right now that's playing out on him. But when we look at the party breakdown, overall, 19% thought he was had done something illegal. Democrats are at 10%, Republicans at 37%. And when we added it up, we saw that 60% said he had done something wrong, either illegal or unethical. Democrats are at 54, but Republicans at 79 on that. So you see the emergence of quite a gap in terms of the partisanship, not surprisingly.
You found that 2% of registered voters hadn't heard about the issue. Is that low or high when it comes to an issue-oriented question like this?
Well, I think that's actually a reasonable number. I think it reflects that most people have heard. And most have picked sides. I think the other number is that people volunteered, 9% statewide volunteered that they just were not sure. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, the jury is still out, as it were, on what he has done or not done. So you have about 1 in 10, roughly, who are not prepared to pick sides on this issue at this juncture. But, most have. And at least, not favorably for the governor. You know, you want to get, when you have a political issue that's potentially damaging, you want to get the whole story out. And you want to sort of be as transparent as possible. That's already not possible for the governor, given the way it has emerged. So in a sense, he got on the phone with the assemblyman and, the staff person said they had froze earlier, and then the data seemed to be coming out grudgingly. These are all negative things, suffice it to say, in terms of how to deal with a crisis from a political standpoint. Having said that, the state is still, more than not saying that he's doing a good job at handling the pandemic. So this is a tarnish on the record, but hasn't, and obviously it's hurt him, damaged him, but it hasn't you know, made the numbers upside down in terms of his overall approval on the handling.
Why did you use the word controversy in your question about the governor's handling of nursing homes? Does that potentially, with its negative connotation, inform a person's response, especially if they only have a basic understanding of the issue?
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of a word we actually did discuss the word and tried some different words out on folks. And when you ask a question like this, yes, you know, all the words matter. And just asking about Governor Cuomo is going to taint the response because people have a feeling positively or negatively towards him. Sometimes people are not necessarily up to date on any particular issue, but let's say are favorable or not to a particular person involved. We did, you know, controversy was our best pick. We had thought of calling it possibly a scandal, but that seemed much too strong because that sort of suggests that there is wrongdoing. Controversy reflects that, in the media, there's some give and take going on here, and he's saying I've done nothing wrong, and I've been forthcoming, and people are some are saying no, you know, this was a serious reneging of your responsibilities. So we felt controversy, although it suggests, you know, something's going on. Yeah, it does, but it doesn't suggest necessarily whose side you're going to, who you're going to pick sides with, who you're going to side up with.
Your question, you know, refers to the handling of nursing homes, which is a really broad topic, considering
there
are concerns about visitations at nursing homes.
Specifics,
right, yeah, you got the directive last year that's very controversial, and now this issue about nursing home data. Do you have any inclination to which of these topics, or maybe others, New Yorkers were thinking about when they answered the survey?
No, and to get back to the question wording, that was intentional on our part not to ask a whole range of things, because then you are, in a sense, leading the witness. If you list six or seven potential wrongdoings, at some point, people are going to start thinking there must be something there. So that was by intent. I think, my sense of it is that people know there was problems in the nursing homes. They're seeing it from a national standpoint as well. People haven't been able to visit with relatives who are seriously ill because of, the need to separate people and for health reasons. And I think it has to do with that part of it, the overall part of the fact that, you know, there was a lot of damage to people that was occurring. The illness seemed to be very much a part of that. And I think that's what people are responding to. We intentionally don't use any kind of specifics on this, because then you're getting into things that people do not necessarily have an opinion on, and you might be getting to the kinds of concerns you had initially about the word controversy. Well, if you start asking six or seven different items, then you're almost stacking the deck in that sense.
I want to turn now to the re-election question you asked about the governor, specifically whether voters wanted him or someone else in 2022. And you found that only 36% of New Yorkers right now want to give him another 4 years. And you're quoted in some of the news coverage saying that when this number drops below 40%, quote, it's fair to conclude his re-election prospects would be a challenge. You know, looking at some of the last times you asked that question, though, the governor was at 39% in the spring of 2018 before easily winning a primary and general election matches.
Yep.
So why is the 40% line an important threshold for you?
Well, it's a good question. And, the barometer is sort of, this is a tough question. You might say 40 is a disastrous number, but it isn't, because you're asking people to sort of go ahead of the script. And some people say, well, I want to see who the candidates are. I want to hear what the issues are. So in a sense, to get to 40 suggests that most of the folks, at least are a large share, are in your corner.
Right.
And then you just need to kind of like get the rest. And of course, the important thing is, how much are against you. And you're right. In April of 2018, before his last reelection, the number was 39. And clearly that was not where he ended up. I think it's important to look at his approval rating overall and whether people feel the state's heading in the right direction. That also can come to bear on whether people reelect someone to office. The problem, you know, for opponents is you do have to beat somebody with somebody. And should Governor Cuomo decide to seek a fourth term, And that's a tall order. I mean, it's obviously a hard thing to do. His approval ratings right now are okay, and he's getting decent scores. So on this question, yeah, he's kind of like a little bit below what's considered to be a decent score on this particular question. But it doesn't mean he's going to win or lose. It means, there may be some primary folks. There may be some general election folks. We know in New York, it's very hard for Republicans to win statewide. George Pataki beat Mario Cuomo for a fourth term for Cuomo in 1994. The state is, as everybody knows, is overwhelmingly Democratic, solid blue state. A lot of Republicans who would support, let's say, Donald Trump, are not going to be accessible for most candidates. You have to be able to get a lot of Democrats if you're a Republican, and you got to get a lot of independents. So on that particular question, when we have 51% of Democrats saying that they would vote to reelect Andrew Cuomo at this point, well, that's going to discourage some people, let's say, within the Democratic Party from seeking a primary because he's already over at 50%. And if half the electorate in New York are Democrats, so 50% of that makes 25% of the total electorate. So he's got a quarter in the bank already of the voters. So, yeah, it's a challenge. I think, the latest controversy, the sexual harassment controversy and the nursing home issue is one that, he needs to get beyond. And the only thing he can do at this point is to, keep governing. Because that's what he can do, and that's what, from his vantage point, will put these controversies to rest. People support him on the economy. They support him on handling the pandemic. They think he's a good leader. That's all there. But right now, he's come down from those sky-high numbers he had in July, which makes sense because at that point, he was really leading the state through this very uncharted waters. Now the fallout from that is occurring with the nursing home scandal, I should say controversy or scandal if you think it's a problem. Certainly 60% think that he's done something wrong in that regard.
Do you have plans to do any more New York-specific polling, say this spring or early summer?
Yeah, definitely. This is one of the things that we don't know from this particular poll is whether, he will rebound, whether this is a steady state, or is he going to erode further? And on all these questions that we're talking about, those are certainly really important questions, particularly as we get closer to a reelection campaign. But in the middle of the pandemic really questions are vital to the health of people and to the health of the state. So, we definitely need to look at this as one data point. We've done 23 polls on Andrew Cuomo since he assumed office, and the 24th may be one of the most important, because it will answer the questions as to which direction he's going in, whether this is a downward trend or whether this is just, a bad time for him because of the controversy and that, he rights the ship of state for his own political career in the future. So that in that regard, we don't really know. And yes, that's a long answer to, you better believe it, we're going to take more looks at him down the road.
Do you have a schedule already for that 24th?
No. No, but I think the spring, of course, there's budget time, and that's always a time where things get intense. We certainly wouldn't want to go right in the middle of that, but perhaps after, presuming the budget is resolved when on time, maybe soon thereafter, or if there's some breaking developments. Now we have the sexual harassment issue, which was obviously became before voters after this poll was conducted. And so we're going to have to see how that plays out. There's a lot of Democrats who are also, I guess Cuomo has, picked up a few bruises along the way. And, when you look at what was going on with Donald Trump and the Republicans in Washington, they really stepped in line. Well, Democrats are saying some pretty rough things about Andrew Cuomo. So he doesn't have the leadership in Albany necessarily towing the line right now. interesting to watch how those developments unfold, and that may, you know, encourage us to get in the field poll a little bit sooner. But we're going to wait. We'll take a look, hopefully long enough so that we can see what the direction is that he's going in, and how that compares to our earlier polls as we look at these numbers down the road.
Well, we will anxiously await that. We've been speaking with Dr. Lee Mieringhoff. He is the director of the Marist College Institute for Public Opinion. Dr. Mieringhoff, thank you so much for making the time.
Hey, my pleasure.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.